On the first Sunday of Lent, the church presents to us the temptations of Jesus. And here we can see temptation as the art of twisting truth. The devil knows the Word of God, knows the Bible. There is something different in this gospel today. The devil quotes the scripture, and he doesn't come with horns and fire, but with the word of God on his lips. It is a different approach, and this should make us pause. Temptation doesn't always come looking like temptation. It often disguises itself as something reasonable, logical, and even spiritual. That's why it works sometimes. And the first temptation is transforming stones into bread. And here we see the efficiency trap. If you are the Son of God, turn these stones into bread. We could ask, what's wrong with this? Jesus is hungry and he has the power. Why not solve the problem? Because this is the first temptation of every leader and every disciple. To believe that efficiency is the same as faithfulness. The temptation to fix, to produce, to solve, even when it means bypassing trust in the Father. It is so easy to focus on solving problems quickly, making things run smoothly, and producing results. Sometimes at the expense of trust in God's providence. But faith is not about calculations or immediate fixes. It is about surrender, patience, and allowing God's grace to work in his time. This connects beautifully to how Jesus resists the devil's temptation in the desert. He refuses to turn stones into bread because the true sustenance comes from the Father, not from self-reliance or quick solutions. In the church, we often face this temptation, the temptation to prioritize efficiency and quick solutions over discernment and trust in God's providence. We think, let's implement this method, or let's do this. The results will be good. But the question is, are we being faithful or just trying to be efficient? Jesus' refusal to turn stones into bread reminds us that not everything that works is necessarily aligned with God's will. The church is not a corporation measuring success by numbers and productivity alone. It is the body of Christ called to listen, discern, and trust in the one who provides. Faith is not about turning stones into bread. It's about trusting the one who provides the manna in the desert. And we have the second temptation. Authority and glory. And here we see the shortcut syndrome. The second temptation is even more deceptive. The devil offers Jesus the kingdoms of the world. No suffering, no cross, just a little ball. Worship me, and you will gain everything. This is the second temptation. And this is the temptation to take shortcuts to success, to justify small compromises in the name of a greater good. But the kingdom of God cannot be built with the logic of the world. Jesus refuses to bow, not just to the devil, but to any power that promises greatness at cost of integrity. And we have the third temptation. Jump from the temple. The face. Now we see the most dangerous temptation. Use God to prove yourself. Throw yourself down. Let God catch you. How often do we demand signs, divine intervention on our terms? This is the temptation to manipulate God, to turn faith into a performance. If you are God, prove it. If you love me, show it. If you want me to follow, make it easy. But Jesus refuses. Faith is not a show. It is trust, even when there is no safety net, no visible confirmation, no guarantee, just the quiet certainty that God is present, even when we don't feel Him. This is the challenge. We are invited to trust when prayers seem unanswered, when miracles don't happen on command, when suffering is present, and when clarity is absent. The devil tempted Jesus to throw himself from the temple, demanding that the Father intervene. But Jesus knew, faith does not set conditions for God. Faith rests in Him. And the last teaching is this gospel is about the art of resistance. At the end of the gospel, Luke tells us something different. The devil departs, but only until an opportune time. The temptation will return, will come back. And Lent is not about proving how strong we are. It is about training our hearts to recognize when truth is being twisted, to discern when something sounds holy but leads us away from trust in God. And like Jesus, to resist not with a spectacular gesture, but with quiet, unwavering faith. This is the spirit of Jesus, the spirit that Jesus is presenting to us at this moment. And may God bless all of us. Amen.